Exodus chapter 23. See, I am sending you an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. This chapter ends with words of hope to encourage them to keep on going. God promises them guidance and gives them other promises concerning the conquest of the promised land. My angel, the angel of the Lord, appears on the scene. It is the enigmatic figure of the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ himself. He will go before them. He will frighten and destroy the enemy. He will bless their bread and their water. He will protect them from sickness, and he will set their territorial boundaries. Only in return did he ask for obedience to the first commandment. We ask ourselves, who could neglect such an offer? Jesus also promised us that he will go before us, protecting and guiding us in our daily life. He not only guides us along the way, he is the way, in the truth, and the life. He introduces us, not to the promised land with all its struggles and fears, but to heaven itself. He prepares a much better place for us. That place can also be yours if you trust him as your Lord and Savior.